occurrences like we had in 1987. And it's called the Plunge Protection Group. And the Plunge Protection Group was put in place to stabilize and keep markets normalized, and has been used many times along the way, including 2008, 2009, when we had these drastic downturns in the market. The Plunge Protection Plan is run by, it reports only to the president, these people. It's run by the head of the SEC, the head of the Commodities Trading Group, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the head of the Fed. And they have an unlimited, and they work with banks. Typically, it has been in the past, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs. And they execute orders on all exchanges when they feel the market is not behaving as it might, or as they would like it to behave. And in the past, it really has been an insulator against major downturns taking more of an effect than might be helpful, both politically and economically. We have seen the most extraordinary, I'm sorry you don't have a chart, I should have sent you one, the most extraordinary lack of volatility in the VIX since Trump has been in office. And it's interesting because the night he was elected, you may recall that the futures came down about 400 or 600 points. You may recall by the next morning they were even again. And that, to me, watching this Plunge Protection Plan for the last 10 years, in effect, would, I was pretty certain that that's what happened. Now we have everybody complaining that there's no volatility in this market, but there's amazing volatility in the political and potentially economic cycle. And if you're a tape watcher, you'll see every time the market declines 100, 200 points, sort of by the end of the day, there are certain Dow stocks or S&P stocks that are the less liquid ones that kind of get some backing. And by the end of the day, maybe it's down $20 or it's up $3. And it's a very odd kind of action. And I think you see it almost every day in the market. And I wonder if this market is being manipulated by the Plunge Protection Group.
I think we all have so many questions here. I don't even know where to begin. Okay, so is the
you always plunge, know where to
is
begin.
The Plunge Protection Team politically motivated? And if so, what was the purpose of the Plunge Protection Team going in the night that Trump was elected, because he wasn't sworn into office yet?
Well, I mean, you certainly, if you have a market down 400 to 600 points and people wake up to it, you certainly can have somewhat of a catastrophe after that. So the purpose, whether it was an Obama or any other decent government in power, was to make sure you didn't destroy the United States marketplace just because Trump was elected.
Do you think this team is putting a floor in the markets? I mean, do you think that they're active on a fairly regular basis, or is it just steep drawdowns in which they will step in?
You know, I'm not a trader anymore, but I watched the market for maybe 40 years pretty carefully. And I would say the tape reflects an urge to keep things cool and looking good. And I don't think that comes from nowhere. You can't hire Goldman Sachs to do that. You need taxpayer money.
So I'm curious, is there the Plunge Protection Team President's Working Group has been used to stabilize the market? It sounds to me like
that
you're
was
saying,
the purpose.
That was the purpose, right? But it sounds to me you're saying there's a marked change here. And are we looking at something where they're more aggressively buying the market to, I mean, Donald Trump himself has said, you know, uses the stock market as a scorecard. So if it's going up, is it more aggressive now, pushing it higher as kind of a feedback loop for him?
I would say that it acts more as an insulator when it tends to go down, rather than trying to push it up.
But you said
I would say it pushes it back up
200 points. I mean, these are not big drawdowns.
No, but it's pushing it up from a drawdown, as opposed to pushing it up from.
But even on a day when the Dow's only down 200 points, you think the team goes in?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
So it's a small percentage move that even prompts the team to go in.
Well, it's not such a small percentage move. And if you let it happen till the next day.
So are you a buyer of the market on every dip? If that's the case, all of your money, if you're so convinced of this, all of your money should be right now in the stock market on every dip. And is it something that will run its course, or does this last the whole 4 years?
I don't know. Will Trump last the whole 4 years is the first question. But I don't really have a clue, and I don't want to be in the market. market because I don't know when the plug gets pulled. I like my art markets better.
If they only report to the president, though, who's going to pull the plug?
Who knows? I mean, who knows who rebels in this group? Certainly the Fed is not excited about this function.